This is the WHL This Week Radio Edition, presented by the Western Hockey League, the WHL Radio Broadcast Partners, and Easton Hockey. Here's your host, John Keane.
And welcome to the show. Ahead, one of the toughest WHL awards to break has just been surpassed. The league has its new all-time Ironman, and it's Justin Fazer of the Tri-City Americans. He'll join us in moments after a big week. Medicine Hat Tiger forward Curtis Volk is chasing a 50-goal season. We'll have more with him. And the WHL's BMO Ultimate Fan has been awarded. We'll hear from the lucky winner. What a week for Tri-City Americans overage captain Justin Fazer. Not only was he the Denny's WHL Player of the Week, CHL Player of the Week, but he also surpassed the WHL's all-time consecutive games played record, surpassing Dwayne Newman's mark of 311 consecutive games. Craig West has more with the WHL's new all-time Ironman.
Denny's Player of the Week, Justin Fazer with us, and congratulations, quite a run on the three games, 13 points and six goals, not bad.
Yeah, thank you very much. You know, it was just one of those weeks where you're in the right place at the right time and you're getting the bounces, and I got to thank my line mates too for all the hard work that they put in, and you know, they deserve just as much credit.
And your line mates, Malte Stromwall on a roll, so is Jesse Mitchin, and between the three of you, 95 points over the last 20 games.
Yeah, it's just, it's clicking, and those guys work so hard, and you can tell by the way Mitchie plays physically and the way Malte, sets everything up. It just kind of, we've gelled together ever since we've been put together.
Not only on this streak, but you're also going to set a record on Friday night, consecutive game streak, 312. And I remember Dwayne Newman, a defenseman he was playing back when I first came in the league for the Victoria Cougars. He was a rugged defenseman, about 6'2", 6'3". You're 5'9 and a half. How do you stay healthy? And was there ever a time that you had to almost pull the chute and say, hey, coach, I can't play?
You just come every day and work hard. And, there's been a couple times. I remember Tyler Schmidt hitting me in the head with a puck on New Year's Eve when I was 17. And, being sick a couple times here and there, but it's just a couple of those things where you got to be in a battle through, and fortunately been able to be healthy.
Congratulations on the streak.
Thank you very much.
This is the WHL This Week, presented by the Western Hockey League.
Medicine Hat Tigers forward Curtis Volk entered the weekend in a three-way tie for most goals amongst Eastern Conference players with 41. He's also trying to help his team get to the playoffs for an 11th straight season. Voice of the Tigers, Bob Ridley, has more.
Here's one of the hottest Tigers right now, Curtis Volk, getting a hat trick here the other game and against the Swift Current Broncos. Lots of fun, and it's always fun scoring goals for a goal scorer, right?
Yeah, that's kind of why we play the game. Everybody loves to score. It feels good to get a couple, three last game and the one against Swift Current too. So any way I can help my team, it's good.
Yeah, that's right. But, when you're able to finally put a couple in, it's, a feeling of achievement. And like you said, that's what goal scorers do.
Yeah, I mean, you work hard all summer. You want to be the guy to score the goals. So when you put in time, it does feel nice to score a couple. I've had a good season so far, so it's been fun so far.
You've had a dynamite season, no question, closing in on 100 points, and that's a kind of a magic number that I think you can certainly achieve, and I think you've got that kind of penciled in the back of your mind too, right?
Yeah, it's a little ways off right now, but we still have some games left, and I'm just going to try to play my game, keep it simple, work hard, and hopefully good things will happen.
I know last year you were kind of a streaky goal scorer, and you knew that, and I know that's one thing that you were trying to overcome, and do you feel you've done that?
I think so. I think there's been times this year where I've been pretty consistent, and then there's times, too, where there's gone a couple games without a goal. So I think it's the hardest thing for a forward to do is to keep it consistent, and it takes a lot of work, and each and every day I'm working at that.
Okay, thank you so much, Shivalki, and good luck.
Thanks, Richie.
The WHL believes that success off the ice is just as important as success on the ice. Each season, the WHL awards close to 300 scholarships to graduate players, a total of 4,300 scholarships since 1993. WHL Commissioner Ron Robison.
We believe our scholarship program is the most comprehensive available in North America. Not only do we take care of the players' education through high school and preparing them for post-secondary education, but we offer the flexibility of a scholarship program that allows the players to determine whether they want to pursue university or trade school or any form of post-secondary institution, which we fully support through the WHL scholarship program.
Over 20% of the players in the National Hockey League are graduates of the WHL, cementing it as the undisputed leader in developing professional NHL-caliber talent. Former WHL scoring champion from the Calgary Hitmen, Brandon Kosin.
You got to understand that it's the best league if you want to go pro. And on the other hand, the education program is so good that if it doesn't work out, then you still have that education as well.
Portland Winterhawks forward and St. Louis Blues NHL draft pick, Ty Ratty.
I chose Western Hockey because it was the closest to an NHL schedule. I think you have a game 3-4 times a week, practice every day, so it's the closest to the NHL, and so far throughout my career, it's felt like a pro league.
The WHL, it's your time.
The Western Hockey League is proud to announce that 100% of all Canada West University Hockey Award winners and Canada West University Hockey All-Stars are graduates of the Western Hockey League. All are currently using the WHL Scholarship Program. WHL graduates capturing Canada West Hockey University Awards included Blair McCauley, who plays at the University of Manitoba. The graduate of the Saskatoon Blades and Tri-City Americans was named the most valuable player. The top scorer went to Kyle Bordas of the University of Saskatchewan. Bordas played in both Swift Current and Calgary. Outstanding defenseman went to Jesse Craig at the University of Alberta. He is a graduate of the Lethbridge Hurricanes and Chilliwack Bruins. Outstanding freshman went to James Henry of the Manitoba Bisons. He's a former Vancouver Giant. The Sportsmanship and Ability Award went to Jordan Hickmott at the University of Alberta. He played with the Medicine Hat Tigers, Prince Albert Raiders, and Edmonton Oil Kings. The Athletic Ability, Academics, and Citizenship Award went to Greg Gardner at the University of Alberta. He is a graduate of the Prince George Cougars. And the Best Team Goals Against Average went to goaltenders Rial Sear and Curtis Mooka at the University of Alberta. Rial Sear, graduate of the Prince George Cougars. Mooka spent time with the Portland Winterhawks and Kamloops Blazers. Congratulations to all award winners.
22 teams, one goal. This is the WHL This Week Radio Edition.
Congratulations to Debbie Clark of Kamloops, British Columbia. She is this year's winner of the BMO Ultimate Fan Contest for the Western Hockey League. She's won a trip for two to the MasterCard Memorial Cup in Saskatoon.
Well, I was so excited because I did this with my grandson, Braden, who's now 10, and he was so excited when we left the Blazers game that night when we won the Ultimate Fan. He looked at me and said, "Nana, this was one of my best days ever." And I said, "You just can't buy stuff like that." So for BMO to sponsor this and the CHL, it's an honor to be able to go. I'm hoping the Blazers are coming with us.
A longtime season ticket holder says the WHL is part of the family fabric.
We've been season ticket holders since, I think, August 1995. And so our children grew up watching the Blazers. And now our grandchildren are going to grow up watching or have started growing up watching the Blazers. And doesn't matter if it's a Memorial Cup year or if it's not. It's just a really great event to take the kids to.
Debbie Clark, this year's WHL winner of the BMO Ultimate Fan Contest.
This has been a presentation of the Western Hockey League in cooperation with the WHL radio broadcast partners and Easton Hockey. A production of NL Broadcasting Limited, Kamloops, British Columbia.